Podcast ini dibawa khas oleh Once Upon a Time in a Land Far, Far Away. There is a stranger by the name of Muhammad Neil bin Saparay, and he is the one and only sponsor for Jokes and the Swan. Alright, terima kasih semua kerana sudi masih lagi mendengar Syuk Sendiri semua. Aku happy lah, aku happy gila pasal aku tengah revisit apa ni rap dekat Spotify lah, and I found that alhamdulillah this podcast is well received. I gain a lot of fans in 2023 daripada podcast yang aku tak nak orang dengar, sampai ada orang dengar, sampai ada 6 of you become my top fans, and you make me your number one listening pleasure lah. Aku rasa macam oh my god, terharu sangatlah. Terima kasih semua. Ibuan, terima kasih. Okay, hari ini aku nak cerita pasal macam mana kau nak cakap no lah. Korang pernah ada tak dalam satu situasi di mana you cannot say no. Especially pada kaum perempuan tu kalau nak beli tu, beli ni. Kalau kena salesman yang nampak sangat tak nak let you go macam dia punya press and press and press sampai kau give up. Okay lah, I buy lah. Berapa? Murah je, $5,000. $5,000? Kau pun beli. Tak boleh lah macam gitu kawan-kawan kita nak kena pandai cakap no. Pasal kalau kau beli $5,000 tu, $5,000 tu boleh buat macam-macam benda. Tapi kalau kau beli $5,000 tu, habis berhutang sampai 10 tahun, 15 tahun, setakat untuk mendapat satu produk yang mungkin dia kata is a need, because they create a need for you. Actually, it's not a need at all. Macam mana tu? Itu sebab aku pun tak tahulah nak cakap apa dengan masalah ni. Okay, sebelum kita mulakan hari ini punya topik, kita buat standard lah satu lagu, boleh? Alright baby, let me just do a dance song. Ready baby, let's do this. Okay, so far so good. Oh, 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 oh
I feel love.
Okay, so the problem is everybody want to be loved and to be appreciated. Same goes to the salesman who appear to be a very genuine, caring person, but always bear this in mind. They are only up to getting their commission. So basically, this is what happened recently. My wife, actually she got paid lah. That's what I want to say. When somebody offered you free services, always bear in mind, it is never free. Okay? No matter how tempted you want to be lure in, always bear in mind it's not free. Okay? So my wife actually got played lah. She thinks she is the most luckiest person on earth by getting free services rendered to her lah. What happened was this person actually wanted to do free cleaning for our household merchandise like the carpet, the mattress, the sofa. So want to do free cleaning services lah. So my wife thought that's quite a deal lah. So when he came over, it wasn't really a thorough cleaning. It's just a demonstration. Mind you all lah. That I purposely did not want to leave the house because I know such thing will happen. And prior before the guy came over, I told my wife, you better do not sign up or buy anything from this person because I know this is what going to happen. So apparently, the guy selling point for this particular product, which is the steaming vacuum, is to make our lifestyle more healthier. And without the machine, we can actually get sick and we might die of cancer. Yes, he literally used the word cancer because he say that it's not that we do not keep the house clean. It's because of the chemicals and the merchandise that we use at home on daily basis is actually not safe for us. So he tried to create a need for us to have this machine. So I tried to ignore him. I tried to be nice, just smile. And when he say things like really out of this world, things like saying that this machine can solve all our problem, and then I become a bit suspicious that he's up to no good. Oh, but before he came over, I was really pessimistic about how things will actually turn out lah. I know my wife is the type that will make impulse decision and when being cornered or being pressurized into buying something, you know. So when he create a need, I created another need based on my faith. So when he say that, don't you see that this is important in your life because you might get cancer out of it? Then I so happened I was watching some religious stuff lah on the YouTube, and I think he noticed that, and maybe God is on my side too, because, and the fellow salesman is also a Muslim, and we have some common things to talk about when it comes to religion. So I told him that I leave it to God when it comes to cancer. I will not say that I will not contract cancer, but if it's the will of the God, if Allah permits it, then I'm ready to face whatever comes my way lah, whatever challenges that is going to surface in the future. But he say I can deter it by cleaning the floors without using the chemicals, and what better way to do it is by buying this product. Then I say, okay, I agree it's a good product, but can you guarantee me that all my problems will go away by having this simple machine at home? Then he go on by exaggerating, saying, yeah, it can solve all the problems. When he said that, it triggered a huge emotion in me, which I would want to let it out like a volcano eruption. Because he's trying to make a big point somewhere using his theory that everything can be solved using that machine. Then I said, okay, it's a good machine, but what if one day I'm no longer around and my wife have to bear all the consequences and have to, you know, carry all my burden by paying up whatever outstanding debts that might arise, you know, in the future when I can pay up for the installment of this product, and because I already devote all my saving and time and effort into investing to this product, and I do not have anything else to lean on, and my electric bill is no longer I cannot pay my electric bills, you know, then how I want to turn on the machine? Member game over lah bila dah dengar macam gitu kan. Alamak, aku just realize I've been speaking English. Alamak, English aku pun berterabur. Jadi aku cakap dengan dia, kalau aku ada $5,000 kan, kau kata this is a need, so this $5,000 aku invest, aku bayar semua $5,000 ni dekat mesin ni, habis aku dah tak ada duit, aku dah tak boleh makan, aku dah tak boleh minum, redundant kan, mesin ni pun aku tak boleh pakai pasal aku tak boleh bayar electric bill, macam mana nak on? So cerita sedih dah bermula kan, cerita sedih dah bermula. Aku pun dulu salesman lah, aku jual insurans, jadi aku tahulah dia punya teknik is dia nak try revolve around the machine, tapi mungkin this method tak menjadi. Dia try to approach aku in an emotional punya cara lah. Dia cakap he don't earn much, every machine he only get $200, because prior to this, the break, he got 10 sales. He love doing this. So at the end of the day, he say that alamak, he's doing this for a living, for his wife, all this, and he only get $200 for a sale that he close, and he won't even be getting or get reimbursed for his transport fee. So hearing that and coming from me, I can relate lah. And I don't want him to feel that his effort is wasted lah. And I don't want him to feel like he been exploited. So I say, don't worry, brother. I value your enthusiasm, and I value whatever you have shared with us. And for your time here, I can give you a token of appreciation, but it's not much. A class, aku cakap yang itu. Then there's a smile in his face. Okay. Then while me and my wife discuss how much to give him, the spray lah. Apa dia cakap, oh, this is to make the air more fresher. Aku tahu duit tu dalam ampau, lepas tu 3, lepas tu 4. Tak adalah. Sebegitulah cerita dia. Kalau korang nak tahu lah. Bukan senang kan nak jadi senang. Yalah, sekarang kita nak main lagu lagu Konga. Boleh tak? Come on, shake your body. Do the conga. No, you can't control any longer. Come on, shake your body. Do the conga. I know you can't control any longer. Everybody, get around now. Let your body feel the beat. Don't you worry if you can dance. Let the music feel your beat. It's the rhythm of the island, and like sugar cane so sweet. Put the plato, put the conga. You've got to listen to the beat. Come on, shake your body, do the conga. Do not control any longer. Feel the rhythm of the music getting stronger. Don't you fight till you try the conga, babe. Feel the fire, I'll be fire. And you dance the night away. Not tonight, we're gonna party. There we see the break of day. Better get yourself together and hold on to what you got. Once the music hit your system, there's no way you're gonna stop. Getting stronger, don't you fight till you try the conga beat. Let's do this. Come on, everybody, do the conga. No, you can't control any longer. Feel the rhythm of the music getting stronger. Don't you fight till you drew the conga beat. 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, everybody, do the conga. I know you can't control any longer. Feel the rhythm getting stronger. Don't you fight Nanti dan ruang dah konggak, konggak. Ruang dia nak pulak-pulak, pulak-pulak. Inilah pada hari ini. So, stay vigilant. Kata-kata akhir pada hari ini ialah don't let money rule your life lah. Don't be blinded lah. Don't be blinded by money. Because money is not everything. So, be humble lah. Don't be an asshole. Okay. That's all, folks.
Podcast.